Now, you have to say, before we go, that one of the things that cracks you up most when I have to suffer through that goddamn Big Fatty show, yeah. Don't listen, Lovies, to it, please. But what makes you laugh the most is when he belches and goes, ooh!
Ooh! I'm convinced that Big Fatty has an aunt, one of his grandmothers, some woman... Yes. Ancient in his life, uh-huh. reacted to perhaps gas, perhaps, you know, a moment she saw on television, whatever it was.
When she burped accidentally.
Yeah, with a very large, ooh, because uh-huh. it
makes you laugh
way.
Every
it
time.
It makes me laugh
you
every
can be
single time.
You can be reading the Auschwitz memoirs deep into
that's
the...
Always, yeah, that goes along with 100 things that are meaningful before you die.
You could be reading that, and if I'm listening to Big Fatty and he goes, ooh, after he burps, I can't get that high, you laugh out loud.
Just, there's something funny about it to me. I don't know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Don't listen, Lovies, to it, please.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 388 of the BFO for Thursday. The 30th of July, 2009. Coming up on today's show, we will see some of the reaction to the Kim Beaver Appreciation Day. Plus, Big Fatty has got some voice letters for you today. Oh, we're crying and surprises. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Big Fatty, it's the last day of the week for you, and you only have one more week of 10-hour days. What will you bitch about after next week? Well, y'all, I am sure there'll be plenty to bitch about. y'all, before I go any further, I just barely slipped it in on yesterday's show at the end of the Kim Beaver Hootenanny. But y'all, I want you to go to this website because it's funny as shit, and you know how Kim Beaver loves to, you know, do the pictures and everything, find the special pictures. Well, y'all, by the way, that was Gooch at the beginning of the show, and he loves it when Big Fatty does that. Anyway, so that was for you, Gooch. But anyway, I just barely mentioned it, but you can go over there and you load up your face into this program, and then you can put your face on different hair and body styles and clothing styles from 1950 through 2000. And y'all, it's a hoot. It is just a hoot, and it's called yearbookyourself.com. And y'all, I believe that Tom and Terry up there in the Chicagos, they have done that, and that's how Big Fatty got his mullet. But y'all, I'm going to post some of those pictures over on the BFO over the next few days. So go on over there and check on that throughout the weekend and see if there's something over there that makes you go, oh, Big Fatty, that one was funny. I really like that one. So anyway, y'all, let's do this. Make a wish, Christian. Y'all, Big Fatty went by the post office box, and y'all, sure enough, there was another package in there. Y'all, I don't understand why all the packages are coming all of a sudden, but y'all, this one looks like a box that, like, a LP would be in, like a record, you know, a vinyl record. And y'all, the crazy thing is, it's from somebody in Tampa, Florida, and there are several listeners down there in the Tampa area, but y'all, if there is one sticker on here, there are 75... Christmas seals and Merry Christmas from Boys Town and all this kind of stuff and the Christmas seals and what else is on here? There's those little stamps like you get that you can get records and all that kind of stuff for. And I mean, y'all, there's 70, seriously, I counted them, there's 75 of them on here. And y'all, there's some of them that date back to 1988. This is not, I mean, I've heard of Christmas in July, but y'all, this is a little overboard, and especially 1988. Who the hell saves Christmas seals from 1988? I don't know. But y'all, I'm going to open it up now. By the way, y'all, there was enough tape on here, you would have thought that the fucking skull had wrapped it up. There was so much tape on the box. But y'all, I'm gonna open it up right now. Oh, and it's wrapped in Christmas paper now on the inside. Oh dear God! And there's some, and there's a Christmas card also. Oh, y'all, this is gonna be exciting. Okay, and the Christmas card has got little elves on it, and y'all, it says, "Hope lots of fun is coming your way. Merry Christmas in July, Guru Nudie. Dear Big Fatty, here's wishing you a Merry Christmas in July. Hope you enjoy this platter of KFC. Been looking for the Chick-fil-A version." Y'all, he spelled it wrong. It's supposed to be Chick-fil-A. "Been looking for the Chick-fil-A version, but it's more scarce than a hen's teeth." Who knew? All right, so y'all, Guru Nudie has sent me something. Y'all, he was saying something on the Twitter the other day about Christmas in July, and I thought to myself, what the fuck is he talking about? But y'all, evidently it was a secret message that he was sending out. So I'm opening it. Y'all, it's pretty Christmas paper. It's got holly and poinsettias and Christmas trees and all on it. And let's just see what it is here. And y'all, it is something from the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh my God. Y'all, it is a record. Oh my God, it is Christmas with Colonel Sanders. Oh my God. Oh my God. Chet Atkins sings Jingle Bell Rock, Harry Belafonte, Mary's Little Boy Child, Lana Cantrell, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Arthur Fiedler in the Boston Pops with Sleigh Rides, Sergio Franchi with the First Noel, John Gary, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Morton Gould sings Good King Wenceslas. Lauren Green, Merry Christmas, Neighbor. Henry Mancini has Carol for Another Christmas. Peter Nero, My Favorite Things. Charlie Pride, Out of the East. And Kate Smith with Oh Holy Night. And y'all, it is featuring a Christmas song, Out of the East, sung by Charlie Pride. Y'all, it is Colonel Horatio Sanders. And, oh my God. Y'all, I didn't even know they made these things still. Oh, well, I don't have a record player, though. How am I going to play that? Y'all, I'm just going to have to enjoy it. But y'all, the record is in there and everything. It was RCA put it out. It was a special collector's edition. Guru Nudie, thank you so much. I can't tell you. Well, you know, Big Fatty, if you like chicken like I like chicken, that's just fantastic. Wow. Y'all, he ain't right. He just ain't right.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi there. This is the farmer out here in Kansas. And I almost fell off the tractor when I heard you call me out. I thought I'd better climb the old creosote pole and give you a call. I like your podcast, and I hope you keep doing it. I particularly like listening to you and Vera talking.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat, and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Have a nice day. I got to go get down from here for the crow start laying on my hat. So have a nice day. See you later.
Now, y'all, that was the farmer, and he is out there in the Milton, Kansas, and he had the picture of him and Pokey the horse up there on the listener map that I hadn't heard from him. And y'all, he is now going by the name, instead of the farmer, he is going by Zen Bacon. So, y'all, the farmer almost fell off his tractor when he heard Big Fatty talk. Oh, Big Fatty's talking about me. I better pull this tractor over and get on the cell phone. But I can't talk long because the crows will be landing on my head. And y'all, the only bad thing about that call is that he had to mention that sea hag's name. But, you know, what can I say? And I'm glad somebody finds that amusing, because y'all, actually, I just throw up a little bit in the back of my moat. Oh, dear God. Poor Big Fatty. But y'all, someone who does not make me throw up in the back of my moat is the Turnip Head.
Hey there, Big Fatty. It's Turnip Head calling. Heard you call me out on your podcast the other day, and I had to say, it's not so much running in the rain that's the issue. It's the lightning that's an issue. Kind of like my straight short hair. Don't need a frizzy curly do. And just want to let you know, I just got back from running in the rain, and you can hear the thunder in the background if you turn your hearing aid up. Love you lots. Bye.
How dare you turn my hearing aid up a lot? Oh, oh, okay, I take it back. I used to like the Turnip Head. lightning? Y'all, he never mentioned there was fucking lightning involved. Okay. Oh, I don't like to. Oh, I don't want to go out running in the rain. I don't want to get wet. I'd rather go swimming. Never said, oh, I don't want to go out running in the rain because it's lightning and I don't want my hair to be straight. Y'all, there ain't nothing straight on the Turnip Head. And y'all, he didn't. His hair is as short as Big Fatty's, if not shorter. So, anyway, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Y'all, the last call that Big Fatty has, and y'all, this there are no more in the queue. So it is your opportunity. Larry the Lurker, I know you're out there, and you might as well just get off your ass and call. That's all I'm going to say. Get off your ass and call. 206-337-1438. But y'all, the last call we have for you today is from the one and only B.W. Valentine. Valentine. Oh, okay, I won't sing.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is your friend B.W. Valentine again. I was just listening to the radio. I'm in my car here, and they're talking about a new Taco Bell taco that has bacon on it, and I was wondering if you tried that yet. To me, that sounds a little risky. I don't know if I'm really willing to take that kind of a plunge. I'm just going to wait and see what the authority has to say. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, that is the B.W. Valentine, and Big Fatty has not tried the... the taco with the bacon in it. However, I have seen it advertised. And y'all, Perfetti down there in the Austin, by the way, y'all, his child the other day asked for a carrot for breakfast. Just a carrot. What's up with that? A carrot. But anyway, Perfetti was talking about it. And y'all, I have a feeling that Perfetti has tried this. And if not, y'all, that Big Ricky from the Big Ricky Show, I know he loves the Taco Bell. And Julian, they love the Taco Bell, so I am gonna defer this to them. So I'm gonna ask Big Ricky or Julian or Perfetti or all three of you to call me and tell me what you think of the new taco with the bacon in it. And because B.W. Valentine, she is sitting in the drive-thru waiting. Y'all, she's waiting to hear. She wants it from an authority. And anyway, but if it tastes like a carrot, I don't want to know. So, yeah, that's it. Now, y'all, there are no more voice letters. So, get off your ass and call Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I'm calling. Y'all, if Zen Bacon the Farmer and Pokey can call from his tractor before the crows fall on his head, then you can call too. And y'all, by the way, the Taco Bell here is combined with the KFC, which brings it right back around to Guru Nudy and the Colonel Sanders Christmas album. And y'all, who doesn't love
this? Just in the Fat Cave, penis tracking center, Jeremiah has a white trash boy with a giant tallywhacker sitting across from him.
Y'all, I get this phone call. Jeremiah likes to send me these voice box messages. Oh, I can't call Big Fatty, but I'll send him a voice to landline message. So it sounds like the Mexican computer is calling him. But y'all, I get this message today. It says, Big Fatty, there is a white trash boy sitting across from me at the Longhorns with a giant tallywhacker. Now, y'all, when's the last time you heard the word tallywhacker? I mean, really, what do you call your penis? Do you call it a tallywhacker? Do you, a ding-dong? A pecker? You know, what is it? What do you call it? I don't know. But, y'all, let's focus on something else right now. First of all, I have received official word, and I'm going to pass it along to you, that the Ramble Redhead, y'all, is the one that sent Big Fatty the brown t-shirt. But, you know, I got that earlier in the week, and I didn't have any identification. And the person I thought it was indeed... the Ramble Redhead, and y'all, it says, remember, I can't read. What does my shirt say? Fart. And anyway, but Tom the Ramble Redhead. Oh, dear gussie. They're doing the serving at the seafood restaurant, and y'all, the lady on the TV, she was just jumping up and down. I don't know. She may have been having some sort of spell. But anyway, Tom the Ramble Redhead did indeed send that. And Tom, thank you so much. And we like to give credit where credit is due, so we're going to give Tom credit. And y'all, he's got his 300th episode coming up. So y'all, go over there and help him light those 300 candles. And y'all, it'll probably cause a fire. And y'all, we are, since we're looking at anniversariums, you know, Archer's 1000th show is coming up, and please take the time to go over and urge Archer to stop at show number 1000, because, you know, it's what should be happening. So anyway, yesterday was the St. Olaf's Day, and we all surprised that Kim Beaver out there in the Faroe Islands, and y'all, I think she was genuinely, poor Big Fatty, he can't talk, but that's why we love him so much. And by love him, you mean tolerate him. But y'all, I think that Kim Beaver was just absolutely blown away by all the love that y'all shared with her. And y'all, if you hadn't had a chance, go over there to the lodge and drop Kim Beaver a little note saying how much you appreciate what she does. Y'all, she's got a picture over there of herself touching herself. And y'all, evidently some people have sent her some e-letters. And y'all, she was mentioned on quite a few podcasts. I heard her on the Arthur Ameren show. Y'all, Arthur did the Faroe Islands national anthem and all last year this time. No wonder it was familiar. It was familiar. So this is not a new idea for... Big Fatty is just going to claim... I'm not going to claim anything. I'm going to give all the credit to Arthur. Archer did... Oh, he went... Oh, Archer went all out. He did 2 minutes and 38 seconds. That Daniel Beaver added a little segment on to the latest Dubious Intentions. And Miss Wes had a little segment on her shirt. Y'all, she's got a birthday coming up, and she loves the cashews. So if you see some cashews online, shop them out there to the penthouse, because, y'all, she just loves the cashews, and she's always hungry. And then Scotty, that little Aussie battler, he was a little Pharaoh battler today, and... Then, of course, I don't remember exactly who does this show. It comes out of the Woodland Hills area, but there was a brief mention on there because, you know, that show is all about the host. And I'm not going to say anything. Oh, dear Gussie. Anyway, and y'all, Tim Cormall, the patron saint of the BFO, y'all, he did a video for Kim Beaver of the Faroe Islands. So if you haven't seen that, head on over there and head on over to the lodge and see the pictures of Kim Beaver and all the different comments over there. And y'all, while you can get to that by going over to the BFO and clicking on Kim Beaver's lodge. And y'all, while you're there, you can see pictures from yearbookyourself.com. Big Fatty has got 6 pictures over there of himself and various hairstyles and everything. And it's a hoot, y'all. It's a hoot. One of those pictures over there looks like I might be sitting across from Jeremiah, and I might just have to pull out my giant tallywhacker.
Don't listen, lovies, to it, please.
Tallywhacker, tallywhacker, tallywhacker. Meh. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.